Here is the birthday boy himself.
Aww. Thank you.
And it's also Orion Samuelson's birthday.
Good morning.
we share the birthday, Orion and I, and Johann Sebastian Bach. I don't know why I know that, but I do.
Yeah, we all know who shares birthdays with us, don't we?
Christopher Walken is today as well. Thank you. It's very, very nice. And I consider that song, Friday on My Mind, as my present.
Of course.
I love that song.
Happy birthday!
Glad to please.
This is Johann Sebastian Bach now. What do you know?
Gwyneth Paltrow is a free woman.
Yeah.
Tell us about the case. It's all over, isn't it?
Yeah, this case that had all the makings of a Johnny Depp crazy trial, with all the things that were starting to come out of it, was resolved yesterday. The jury came to a conclusion pretty quickly that Gwyneth Paltrow was not liable for the collision that she had with that guy on the slopes in Park City, Utah. The retired optometrist was suing Paltrow, saying that she caused him substantial injury, etc. The jury didn't buy the whole thing, and the complaint of more than $300,000 against Paltrow was dismissed.
And you know what? I was watching a lot of that. The whole thing seemed a bit silly, didn't it?
Yes.
I mean, what she was wearing and Gwyneth Paltrow's glasses, it all went viral. It was quite a
just the whole
spectacle.
Thing. The whole thing became just a complete clown show. And this guy apparently was making comments that he's a celebrity now because he had a collision with Gwyneth Paltrow, yet at the same time suing her for $300,000.
Strange
and
stuff.
Then the fashion show that went on. What a country we're living in.
What are the GLAAD Awards?
GLAAD Awards are awards that are given out annually by a group that is called the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. It's been active for decades, and every year they give out awards, entertainment awards, among other many other more serious awards. But they acknowledged actress Jennifer Coolidge for her portrayals that she's had on screen, most recently in The White Lotus. They acknowledged at their award ceremony Christina Aguilera and the singer Bad Bunny and Dancing with the Stars, The Show, and Fox's 911 Lone Star. Some of the shows that they say are adding to a greater understanding of the LGBTQ plus community.
I was sad to hear about the passing of Mark Russell.
Yeah, I always enjoyed him. He was the great political satirist who I guess he used to appear pretty frequently on PBS. But I remember seeing him up at the North Shore Center for Performing Arts in Skokie. He would come up and was just a master of the political satire. During the 70s, 80s, 90s, he sang the song Bail to the Chief for Richard Nixon back in the day. Who knows what he would do with the current political situation that's going on right now with presidents and former presidents. But he passed away in Washington at his home there at the age of 90, prostate cancer.
Hugh Grant is talking about something he regrets.
Well, he was on James Corden's show last night with his co-star, Chris Pine, from their new movie, which I'll tell you about in just a moment. But, James Corden does that thing where they put disgusting food in front of people, disgusting things, and you have to either answer a question honestly or eat a disgusting piece of food. And they asked Hugh Grant which of his movies he would like to erase, which one did he hate. and wish would go away. And he thought about it for quite some time. He did take the question on. He didn't go for any disgusting foods, but he did wind up picking one of his least favorite movies. It was his movie that was The Lady and the Highwayman from 1989. I don't even remember that. It looks like a British kind of romantic period piece, I guess. He looks ridiculous in the picture that they showed. He looks, he's super young, but he looks like, I don't know, he looks like Cheryl Ladd or something in this
picture.
That's
why we've never heard of it.
Yeah, that's
seen it.
And why he would like it to go away. So then they asked his co-star, Chris Pine, which of Hugh Grant's movies would you like to see go away? And Chris Pine said that he wouldn't answer that question. And instead, he ate a part of a bowl that really none of us should ever want to eat.
Please, some of us are eating breakfast.
That's what. That's why I'm stopping there. But
thank you.
Believe me, it was pretty disgusting. He took a bite and then spit it out. Like he couldn't believe how awful it tasted.
What's new at the movies?
That's much more entertaining than watching Chris Pine. This movie that they are both in, Hugh Grant and Chris Pine, and Michelle Rodriguez and Reggae Jean Page. Sophia Lillis, Justice Jesse Smith are this ensemble in the movie Dungeons and Dragons. Honor Among Thieves is the name of it. Have you ever played Dungeons and Dragons?
I never did.
I never did either. I know that it's popular with a lot of people. I have no idea what it's about. I have no idea how accurately this movie reflects the game. I think it's only in name, because if I remember correctly from hearing about it, Dungeons and Dragons is a role-playing game, which this movie really has nothing to do with that. This movie is kind of an old-fashioned mythical good guy, bad guy movie. It's this group of misfits who are seeking out a magical slate that is rumored to bring the murdered wife of the lead character, played by Chris Pine, back to life. But this whole—I mean, it's set in sort of a medieval kind of mythical time, but the movie has a very smart alecky wink at the camera's eye, feel and look. It's really fun and extremely entertaining. I enjoyed it. Hugh Grant is a fantastic bad guy in this movie, and it's beautiful to look at. I mean, it's just got all the pieces that you want. It's rated PG-13, so I think it's okay for the whole family. And I wound up giving that one a Dean's List B+. There's also, if you want something a little more serious, but really, really powerful and really good, there's a film called 1001 that's produced by Chicago's own Lena Waithe. And it's a story about a woman who gets released from prison, tries to reconnect with her 6-year-old son who has been in foster care since she went into prison. She tries to reconcile. When the legal steps fail for that, she kidnaps the boy and tries to start a new life with him. This is just an overwhelming story of a mother's love and devotion to her little boy. Tiana Taylor stars in this, and it's challenging to watch, but really good. Rated R. I gave it a Dean's List A.
And what else is on your weekend things to do list besides the movies?
Yeah, well, we've got John Mayer at the United Center tonight. His solo tour is continuing and stops at the UC tonight. Third Eye Blind plays the Salt Shed on Alston Avenue tomorrow. The punk rock group Rise Against is at the Metro through Saturday. Freddie Jones Band at the City Winery this weekend. We've got Chubby Checker out at the Displanes Theater on Sunday, still doing the twist. And The Guest Who is at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. You like a little bit of theater, we've got The Book of Mormon that is at the Cadillac Palace Theater now through April the 16th. There's a new show called Proximity at the Lyric Opera that's there until April the 8th that focuses on a man's yearning for a connection in the world that has been taken over by technology. And also a couple of interesting shows going on. The Adler Planetarium this weekend is starting a new show called The Dark Side of the Moon. And it's their new show about all things lunar, set to the music of the classic Pink Floyd album. So, you know, that's kind of cool. We also have the annual C2E2 comic book convention. That is at McCormick Place through the weekend. Chris Evans, Captain America, is making an appearance, and a whole bunch of other celebrities. And if you're a fan of the Golden Girls, who isn't? Thank you for being a friend. The annual Golden Con is taking place at the Sheraton Hotel. It's basically a Golden Girls convention where people show up in costumes and they have seminars with, you know, some of the cast. Now, the original cast, the main cast, of course, is all passed away, but people who worked on the show and, you know, just fans get together. And if you're a fan of the show, it might be something that you're interested in. Sheraton Hotel in River North through Sunday.
And did you say The Guess Who at the Arcata in St. Charles?
I did. Yes, I did.
And that'll be interesting. I'm going to look up and see who they are these days. You got to check that out.
But, yeah, usually
what a great group it was.
Yeah, usually with you know, bands from the 60s, which, you know, The Guess Who is, there might be one or two originals still in there. And a lot of times it's their kids. It's people they pick up off the street. You want to come in and play guitar? No, it's not. I don't know who's in the band. But normally, like the Four Tops, the Temptations, it's usually a couple of originals, and they bring in some new side players.
Ron Onesti on line one for you. Well, have a happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I'm sure Dean Richards celebrates by going nowhere on his birthday.
Going home, turning the lights off, and wondering how I got to be this old.
Enjoy it.